League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go on a Friday, people. That is right, Friday. It is August the 9th, 2019. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, as we look to help you make it rain straight through the weekend. Plenty going on, man. You've got yourself a Major League Baseball monster series happening this weekend across for teams battling for the playoffs, looking for those wild cards, jockeying for position. The National League got just a little bit more crowded yesterday after my boy Madison Bumgarner takes a no-hitter into the seventh, ends up giving up one hit, poor guy. But they exactly what the doctor ordered for the Giants yesterday. They beat Philadelphia, and now here we go again. Whole lot of teams within a half to a full game of each other. So the National League is going to be very fun to watch down the stretch. We'll get you caught up with what happened there. And really, NFL preseason, it was in full effect yesterday. Of course, week one, a lot of guys, a lot of fans finally had an opportunity to see what their teams look like, the rookies, right? That was all about the rookies taking center stage. I actually even stayed up so I could watch Kyler Murray, because I, you know, and Cliff Dingleberry there, yep. Kingsbury. I was waiting for this monster offense to take center stage, but ultimately what I got was I got Johnny Dink and Dunk last night there for one series. I mean, it was nice. He was 5 of 5 for, you know, 40 yards, 44 yard Dink and Dunk, which is okay. Hit the open guy. That was good. I don't know what I was expecting, but yeah. The way it was all made out to seem, Dane, it was like we were going to get, listen, what we got from the Giants and Daniel Jones is what we were led to believe we were going to get with this high powered offense. But again, we're not putting anybody in the Hall of Fame here after one game, but I will say this. Of the games last night, and certainly of the rookie quarterbacks, I thought Haskins absolutely looks the part, but he also looked a rookie. Daniel Jones, I think for the first time since the draft, for Giant fans who just wrote him off and never thought about it ever since, all of a sudden turned on the TV last night and watched Eli go 3 and out and then Daniel Jones come in and not just go 5 for 5, right? 67 yards. But it was, these guys weren't open. It was the precision of the passes, how calm he looked, and how he executed that might have been more impressive to me, including the fact that, Dane, that offensive line, where the hell's that offensive line been for the New York Giants giving him all that time? So, all in all, I think Daniel Jones won the night. I do think Kyler Murray is to be continued. And I think Haskins has got the tools. He he looked like the biggest rookie of them all last night.
I agree with you on Haskins. I agree with you that Daniel Jones, not only did he look good, but Joe, there was a palpable kind of like energy shift when Jones got in there, in my opinion. And, you know, I mean, and it's the first week of the preseason, and I'm talking about vibes and energy, so I can understand that, right? But I really do think people got crisper. There was a different energy, and I honestly believe if then there wasn't like a tornado and a monsoon, he might have had a chance to continue that. And because I think like the weather delay kind of stunted that, like a pitcher coming out, couldn't come out after the rain delay kind of thing. But, you know, Giants fans have to have liked what they saw. Now, remember, Joe, I'm up here in New York. I got a lot of Giants fans friends. I was literally on air, so I couldn't see it as well. But I had a lot of people asking me, hey, Dane, was that the Jets' first string defense that Daniel Jones just carved up like that? And I was like, I guess so. But for Kyler Murray, Joe, honestly, I saw it a little bit better than you did, you know, this kind of dink and dunk. I thought he looked crisp. I thought the ball came out of his hand with noticeable kind of clean velocity. I thought he was on time, and that's really the part of this offense that matters, I think, the Kingsbury, even if it is the four-yard out. It's can Kyler Murray, you know, take the two-step drop, whatever, and then get rid of it really quickly. And I thought he did a good job of that. He even one time, I think, did a great job of avoiding a rush and, you know, getting out of the pocket. So I thought the tools were there for Kyler Murray. I thought he looked decent as well.
Again, you know, it was can't get any better than what he did. I mean, he worked the field. He found the open guys. He delivered the ball. And as a baseball player, his arm has never been the question. Like he has got an amazing quick release. You know, as it progresses, I'm looking to see more of what was going on, because I think in the NFL, if that was real predictable to me. So I'm interested to see what else develops from them and whatever direction they go, because much like Lamar Jackson last year, it's good the first time around, but when San Diego saw Lamar Jackson in the playoff game, and that it predictability is the biggest problem here. And I know he's a rookie, but let's see what Cliff Kingsbury brings to the table. Now, on the flip side, Arbo, now you were obviously on air. You didn't get a chance, but it was a lot of the second teamers on the field for the Jets defense during that drive. But they weren't open. Like these wide receivers, he threw five bullets to guys that had people draped all over. It wasn't like they were wide open. Like he was hitting guys when they turned around, the ball was there. It was good, but it wasn't as good as the opening drive of Sam Darnold. So I will just Jet homerism right there.
Looks crisp.
That, and you know what? It was for the first time, there was a brief moment here in Miami with Ryan Tannehill being healthy that
where it looked right.
He got a chance to see Gase's offense in full. Right. And it was exactly what you saw in that thing. The problem here is once Tannehill went down, he didn't have anybody competent enough to be able to get to the open guys.
Right.
But that Jamison Crowder, the Herndon, that whole mix and match they got going on there, that's Gase's offense to a T. Only now he's got a guy that can get the ball to the open receiver. I love the two third down conversions. And I thought Sam Darnold, very calm, very, very poised, delivered. Again, opening drive, no nerves. No, that was pretty impressive what we witnessed from Sam Darnold last night.
Yeah, you know, again, I was on air, so I could, you know, I had like one eye on it, but it did. It looked like he was, you know, doing what, again, it's the first week of the preseason, right? But in terms of comfort with the offense, and especially what you say with Sam Darnold, the presence, the command.
Yes.
That's what I want to see out of year two of my quarterback, and I saw it last night.
Especially with a new offense, and that's exactly what we got there last night. So good stuff. All right, more on last night's NFL preseason one next.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
All right, welcome back in here. More NFL preseason week one action tonight as we'll take a look at the Pittsburgh Steelers for the very first time. The new look Pittsburgh Steelers, no Antonio Brown, no Le'Veon Bell. We'll check out new defense. Let's see what we got tonight going up against Bruce Arians, new coach, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's in action, 7:30. That'll be the pregame. That'll be the first game, rather, and then just after that, we'll have a good look at the Saints too. Now their first game since getting hosed there last time we saw them out. We also did. Don't forget, it was the Saints responsible for getting us that rule change regarding the pass interference challenge. Now, yeah. Which was on display last night with the New York Jets for the very first time. It was late in that game. Our boy there had an opportunity to, they went for a pretty long pass there that flag wasn't thrown, but Adam Gase threw out the challenge flag. He did, good thing he did, because they ended up, obviously, it was pass interference and they were able to extend the drive. But I was interested last night to see how that was going to, where was that going to happen and how was it going to play out? And for a couple of guys, for a couple of coaches, and for a couple of teams, it ended up working out more than working against them. So they didn't lose. I didn't see. It happened three or four times last night. The challenges all went in favor of the pass interference. But it's quite evident to me. Anybody that's worried about maybe it's going to overtake the game. Once again, the refs, the calls came in. It wasn't forever of a process. It was pretty quick. And only this time it was pretty quick in favor of, yes, it was pass interference, let's move on. But you have to weigh pass interference versus maybe earlier in the game, Dane, fumble. Or, you know what I mean? That wasn't a first down. So of all the things you've got to challenge in a game, you got it. There's going to be a distinct strategy, because when you want to call it, like everyone thinks in a fourth quarter when a game's on a line, they're going to call it. Well, the problem is a lot of crap can happen in the first three quarters that you might have had to use your challenges, and you might not have that available to you in the fourth. So it's going to be interesting to see how coaches from a strategy standpoint decide, do I not challenge the fumble? Do I, what they decide or opt not to challenge in order to give themselves the opportunity for a flag pass interference late in the game?
Yeah, to use it or to like keep it in your pocket,
right?
Because you're worried that there may be something more, a higher leverage point later on, and then you've used it up. You know, it's kind of, I mean, part of reason, Joe, and honestly, you know, when it was coming on and the league was talking about it, I was consistent. I said I did not like it. I think this opens up Pandora's box, and I really, I still don't like it. And you bring up one of the main reasons why is because it introduces an element of strategy, but what shouldn't be. Like, the goal here is to get the call right. But at some point in time, this exact scenario you're talking about is going to come up where a coach who should have challenged something didn't, or who should have left, you know, held their challenge didn't, and they're going to get Monday morning quarterbacked, and it's going to be about the strategy. And as you know, Joe, because we talk about it in terms of, like, should they go for it or not? Should they use their timeout or not? Coaches, when it comes to strategy, they mess it up sometimes, okay? And so I don't like it, and I think that while it could be adjudicated quickly, and that's what you're saying is cool, kind of like the robot umpire with balls and strikes, I don't like the part that it introduces an element of strategy to what should be just about getting the damn calls right. And you're right. I saw it happen in the Jets game. My question, though, Joe, I thought, and just clarify for me, it was a kind of a deep pass down the left sideline for the Jets that was called, right? But then when they replayed it, was it just a 15-yard penalty? Because I don't think it was a spot foul, because that was a bomb. And then they moved it up. I thought they just made it a 15-yard penalty. Was it still a spot foul like it's supposed to be down the field? Or did they kind of tweak that part of the rule as well?
No, it was it's a good question. It was a spot foul, yes, exactly. But I'm with you, because I thought it was – I thought they
– It was a bomb.
Right. It was a 30-yard pass in the air. I mean, it was a 30-yard pass.
But I didn't think it was a 30-yard penalty.
I didn't even think it was a pass interference penalty myself. I was shocked that they overturned it. I mean, because when you looked at it, I'm like, well, that's just good defense.
They were like hand fighting, right? That's what it was?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, the ball, to me, I still don't think the ball was that catchable, but it was the process of watching this move forward now, I think, is going to be interesting. Because, listen, coaches... A lot of that handshake, I don't know that there's going to be, because it's still so subjective, isn't it, man?
Exactly.
Like, we watched that
that's
last night. We're going, that's good defense. So, you know, you risk getting somebody to go, well maybe they lead pass interference all the time. So how do you – it's tough. I mean, it's really tough to
decide.
That's
exactly what I said months ago, Joe. Remember I said you could call holding. You can call holding on every play in the NFL. It's just a matter of if they do it or not. And that's it's going to open up Pandora's box. And I'm telling you, that's why. And it's going to happen in some high leverage situation in a fourth quarter with two teams that are like 9-3 on Thanksgiving. You know, and then it's going to be a big time issue, and everyone's going to talk about it. For years now, Joe, we've been talking about what's a catch. We've been talking about what's, you know, a tackle, you know, putting your body weight on the quarterback last year. Remember that in the preseason? And we couldn't understand that. And now I think a term that's in the NFL now that we are going to start to scrutinize a little bit more because of these replays, Joe, we are going to hear the term like, what's incidental contact? You know what I mean? When you're when you're a DB, right? You know, sometimes the legs just get tangled up, right? Mm-hmm. Or what is the hand fighting and good defense and incidental contact? Like, that's subjective. And that's exactly why it's going to be a very slippery slope. And I personally am against this.
Yep. It is. Monitor it over the next couple of weeks, because it'll be interesting to see. To me, I'm watching Bill Belichick to see when he calls it, if he calls it, how he goes about doing those challenges, because I watched a little bit of that Detroit New England game. It really wasn't a game. It was a schooling once again. And man, I don't for the life of me understand, Dane, in a copycat league, I'm watching this last night, and you've got a, when I tell you, machine-like operation in New England going in. Pull out, insert guy, pull out it. And I'm watching Detroit, and they are just all, they're disheveled. They're like their head coach. You know, I love Matt Patricia, but Matt Patricia was always the guy with the, you know, the backwards hat, the pencil.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, I mean, he just had surgery, so he's being hobbled around on the sideline. He looked disheveled. The whole team, they had less than 100 yards offense. They were terrible. And, you know, here we go again. Very, very down the field. They have this kid, N'Keal Harry, they just drafted in the first round. The kid is a beast. He's all over the place making plays. They've got also, I was really impressed with Jared Stidham, the kid that they drafted. You know, here we go again. He looks like he's been in the league 3 years. So, you know, once again, here goes Belichick.
They did it with Jacoby Brissett. Like, why can't they did it, you know? They did it with Brian Hoyer. He was behind Brady. Why can't they do it again?
It was just so businesslike. It's like watching a team that's in week, you know, just finishing up 4 weeks of preseason, getting ready for the season, and another team that looks like they just started practicing. I mean, it was unbelievable that you talk about vibe. It was, everyone had a job. Everyone knew what they were going to do. It was just unbelievable how businesslike watching the Patriots were.
Yeah, and you know what the funny and the scary part is about that, Joe, is that when it comes to the regular season, we talk about the Patriots use the first month of the regular season as an extended preseason, right? So saying they look fine-tuned now, you know, but in their view, they got until week five to keep the fine-tuning going. It is scary. The last thing I want to say, though, Joe, about this pass interference thing, you know, I'm worried that we're going to see, you know, third and 22 in the NFL just chuck it deep. And have the receiver like flop, you know? Couldn't this? Yep. I would be worried, but couldn't this turn into like block charge and flopping in the NBA, just 30 yards downfield, you know? Because
absolutely,
I need to turn it into a penalty. Like I could find wide receivers that are good at like selling the pass interference.
Yep, there are guys already reporting that Andy Reid, Bill Belichick. They are holding parts of practice doing just that, working on getting the call.
Go.
It's coming. It's coming, people.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. Game time decisions.
Jacoby Brissett's going to play, but I don't think that much. Andrew Luck's already hurt, Ken. They can't afford to get Jacoby Brissett injured now. All right, he's one of the better backups, if not the best backup in the NFL, in my opinion. And they know this. They can't afford to get Jacoby Brissett injured. The other cornerback's going to play most of the time is that Philip Walker kid.
Watch live weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
All right, NFL preseason is here, as is season-long fantasy football drafts. And if you head over to rotoexperts.com, make sure you check out the NFL 365 fantasy football package. It includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. You've got Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts. They're going to have you covered there with dynasty, season-long, and best ball formats, giving you an edge regardless of whatever type of season-long fantasy football that you play. So you can save 10% now. RotoExperts.com. The promo code is FNTSY. That is 10% off. Promo code FNTSY. It is the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at RotoExperts.com. And welcome in on this Friday, August the 9th here. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It is called Make It Rain, which is exactly what we plan on helping you do over the weekend. More games tonight and tomorrow, in fact. Two tonight, three on Saturday, five more preseason week one games. As we take a look at some of these games around the league yesterday, some of the takeaways. And one of the big takeaways, Dane, last night was there is a reason why John Harbaugh has the record he does in preseason. The man doesn't like to lose. He don't care if it's two-hand touch, if it's flared
up,
or if it's preseason. That man plays to win. And, oh, yeah, he did it again last night, taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars, who we know we weren't going to see Nick Foles. We weren't sure, but we had a pretty good idea that we were not going to see Nick Foles. But what we did see, of course, was Lamar Jackson. And we saw a lot of Lamar Jackson to the tune of, oh, I don't know, the entire first quarter we saw Lamar Jackson. He was, again, kept them starters in there. That's John Harbaugh, man. He does not care. There is a reason why people blindly have been betting John Harbaugh. Even last night, that game went off at about minus four, 3.5, 4. It kept getting pushed, and we're all going, what in the hell is going on? Well, 20. And here's the other thing. Not just Lamar Jackson. They didn't stop on defense either. Their defense was relentless last night.
Yeah.
And they were going up against that poor Minshew kid. It was like the kid was that poor rookie didn't know. He's having nightmares right now. But it was 29-0, but let us preface this. This was not because Lamar Jackson and the offense was, clicking on all cylinders. It was actually pretty abysmal. 288 to 112 as far as total yardage, but it wasn't like for the dude played the whole first quarter. It wasn't good watching him. I mean, it wasn't like he was as efficient. He only managed one offensive touchdown, and he also kicked five field goals, but it wasn't, I don't think that because it was 29-0, it was the Baltimore offense. A lot of that was special teams and defense. But that's why Harbaugh is worth a look every week in the preseason, because of the way he set up last night to do just that. It just so happened that Jacksonville, I mean, really, Jacksonville? Like, honestly, they were 2 of 14 on third down. What does that tell you?
Yeah, well, all I got to tell you is that their quarterbacks were Gardner Minshew, Alex McGaugh, and Tanner Lee, Joe. Ooh. I mean, facing what you said was a Baltimore Ravens defense that was geeked up. Like, that's the end of the sentence. That's all you need to know. You know, I saw one highlight where a dude got his helmet taken off at like the 1 yard line. I was like, oh, they continue to bring the wood in Baltimore. All right. Yep. Maybe they're pissed off because, you know, their president told them that there was an S-hole city or something like that. And they were like, yo, we got to show the world what we're made of. But, you know, when you talk about Lamar, Joe, another thing, I look at the box score here. And I was looking at Baltimore rushing. And Lamar Jackson's name is not on it at all, Joe.
Yes.
Okay. So I think that is very interesting to note as well, right? This is preseason. When you talk about the Baltimore offense and it didn't look that great, remember that in week one, these teams are all being base, vanilla, all that good stuff. I'm sure they said to Lamar Jackson, I don't give a damn what happens tonight. You ain't scrambling. You ain't running. Throw it away. Slide. Whatever. You know, because it was the preseason. So I would also say that element of the Baltimore offense, which as we all know is expected to be a huge piece, that wasn't in play. Like, they didn't have the whole playbook last night. But Lamar goes 4 of 6. You know, his QB rating was 138.2. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I understand that it's preseason. He got like a quarter or whatever. But the thing we need to see from Lamar is, can he stand and deliver a little bit more? And it looks like that's what they were focusing on, at least from the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, Harbaugh made it known prior to the game that, and really all week, we kept hearing that he's more than just a runner. He's more than just a runner. And we didn't know. We everyone kind of had an idea you might see him for a series. Nobody knew he was going to play the whole damn first quarter. But to your point exactly, it wasn't about the Lamar Jackson running. They know he can run. They have been saying it over and over. They want to work on the passing aspect of this game, of him, especially because he's not known as the sharpest, shall we say, or the most accurate of throwers. So that is, there's a big reason why. But it's important to understand, don't hear 29-0 and think that, oh, it's the Lamar Jackson show, because it wasn't the Lamar Jackson show. It was the Baltimore John Harbaugh. I don't care who you're throwing out there. We're sending the boys. And that's exactly what they did last night. I will say this too. I know we got a draft coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network this afternoon. I managed to swindle my way in to be a part of this here today.
It's all good.
And I can tell you right now, I'm going to put it on record. I don't care what anybody says. I am focusing on David Montgomery, the rookie running back out of the Chicago Bears, out of Iowa State. This kid all week has been, he's 220 pounds, he's 6 foot, he is a building, and it's taking 5 and 6 guys to drag him down, and he showed it again last night in the game. He had a touchdown against the Carolina Panthers, but yeah, guys, this kid is the, I don't know if you had a chance to see any of the highlights, Dane, but this guy is, he's a beast of a running back. And then when you got Tariq Cohen, who's, you know, buck 85,
but
you know what I mean?
Action.
Yeah. Ooh, man, I really did. I was impressed with David Montgomery. Trubisky only played a couple of snaps, nothing crazy there. But David Montgomery, if that's their new running attack, you're gonna have to respect the running game there for the Chicago Bears.
So question for you, Joe. Let's play this out a little bit more. What does that mean? Because remember how you asked me about Jordan Howard a couple shows ago? Right? Mm-hmm. So isn't Jordan Howard the same kind of running back as what you just said? And like, this guy's a beast in David Montgomery? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, so the question for you is, and I hear that you like Montgomery. That's cool. So I guess my question for you is, like, we said all last year that Jordan Howard wasn't a great fit for that offense because he was kind of the plotter. But this kid is what? Just a 2.0 better version of that? So I guess it's like, do you think that what Montgomery is better at it and will be good in Chicago? And if that's the case, then what does that mean for Jordan Howard and your evaluation of him?
I think what it means is he's a hell of a lot cheaper. He's 3 years younger. Okay. And they weren't going to have to worry about paying him or putting through extension this year and having a disgruntled running back in the clubhouse who's going, why not me? And every time he doesn't get the ball, you know, because he was already doing that last year, it was a big of a problem. Sure. But they quick, explosive, cheap, young, and he fits the mold of a Chicago Bear. You know, he runs like you would think a Chicago Bear. He's not running around people. This dude is running through people. And I think in the red zone, especially a guy like him, he'll gobble up some points for you, scoring some inside the 5 yard line. I know who they're handing the ball to. And it's the kid was impressive. There were a couple of guys that were very impressive yesterday as far as that goes. Josh Rosen here in Miami, man, the battle. Listen, we got to see the old man, the beard. He was out there. Right. He was played a couple of snaps, typical safe, you know, a couple of plays. He looks like, oh my God, this guy's the greatest quarterback in the world. And then it's like, oh, there's Fitzpatrick. Josh Rosen played most of that game. And he also played behind the second and third string linemen. And it was like a repeat of last year. He was running for his life in that game. But let me tell you, man, he was 13-20 for $191 with a touchdown. Josh Rosen showed, especially behind the second and third tier linemen, I wouldn't exactly be getting ready for Fitzpatrick to start this year. I think Rosen, when it's all said and done, he's going to be your first week starter. And not because they handed it to him, but more importantly, because he earned it.
And that's the thing you got to manage delicately, because I always believe that my default, Joe, would be you lead with the veteran, and then at the right point in the season is when you bring the kid in, because I don't believe you could do the vice versa, right, in terms of, you know, crushing the kid's confidence or whatever. So I think, honestly, in Miami, if Rosen outperforms Fitzpatrick, what is Flores going to do? In New York, if Daniel Jones is clearly outperforming Eli Manning, what does what does Shermer say on the podium today? When it's clear, right, that the building, the teammates, the energy, that guy was saying, was palpably different, right? What does Shermer say behind the podium today? And I'll tell you another one, Joe, and it ties with the guy you talked about. What do they say in Tennessee if Tannehill is clearly better than Marcus Mariota? What do they do if Mariota is actually a bust and Tannehill can stand and deliver from the pocket? They went out and got him, and this is not a kid. This is not a rookie. This is a kid who has, you know, like you said, 3-4 years on tape where he's been the quarterback of a playoff team until he was injured, right?
That's
so
right.
I'm really interested in Tennessee also. What happens when Tannehill's better than Mariota, when Rosen's better than Fitzpatrick, when Daniel Jones is better than Eli Manning? We know about Kyler Murray, but what happens when Haskins is the best of the three in Washington or whatever it is? That's the delicate balance that I'm going to be intrigued on, how these coaches kind of message it out to the beat reporters starting today.
Yeah, I would say, you know, the thing is, that's what, say what you want about the preseason. 4 weeks, 4 games, you know what it does? It gives guys opportunities like this to earn it, prove it. So the guys in the locker room go, we're going to play.
That's our guy.
You know what I mean?
And that's our guy.
Right.
That's like Terrell Owens, right? That's my quarterback.
Eli, you got a chance to win the job. Let's see how you do here the next 3 weeks. Yep.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Seeing a running back in Houston named Buddy Howell, who's the backup to Lamar Miller, bidding 50 cents on him in an auction this morning at 10 a.m. and 10:20, they end up trading for Duke Johnson. I just basically took 50 fake cents in auction value and flushed it. And all I had to do was wait a half hour, and I wouldn't have done it.
Weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Sports Network and on your podcast providers.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
All right, big weekend in the in Major League Baseball as well, as the playoff push continues for many teams, including those New York Mets. Not necessarily. I mean, listen, I've been saying all week the New York Mets, hottest team in baseball. But after last night, I think it's pretty obvious that the hottest team in baseball is still the New York Yankees, who won number 9 last night. And you're never going to believe this. They did it with home runs from guys. Yeah, like it's shock. I couldn't believe it. They actually hit home runs last night, and they did it at a ridiculous pace again. I don't even know. Like, we heard yesterday the Yankees were going with with the White Sox next year. They're going to do the whole Field of Dreams tour. They're going to play a game at the actual place in Iowa that they built for the Field of Dreams, which I think is cool. I think it's awesome. Cool. I think Major League Baseball, they've never had a professional game in Iowa. Iowa loves baseball, man. It's corn and it's baseball. So I love that baseball sending the closest home team, which would be the White Sox, there. I love that they're sending the Yankees there to play. I think it's good, but my word, you're going to have to back the corn up a little bit here, because this team is just, dude, they are hitting balls like 12-6 again last night. What do you do? Gio Urshela hits two more home runs last night. Tauschman's going. It's like, what are we doing here? And by the way, I will say this. Toronto, you lost. But my word, Toronto, is a couple of years from now, the American League East is going to be murderous row between Bichette and Gio and what they got. This kid, Bichette, too.
Guerrero Jr.
Woo, these guys can flat out mash, man. I mean, absolutely mash. But again, you're Herman. You had to go 5 innings. You were already staked to an 8-run lead. I mean, he gave up 3 runs, struck out 1. They brought in Green. They didn't have to use them. Sessa was the guy that ate up 3 innings there in the end.
Right.
A great blueprint for the Yankees moving forward. Give me 5. Give me one or two guys in the bullpen. You have a 9-run lead. Who cares? Exactly. Ridiculous, though, man. This lineup is, the more and more I watch it, and the more and more I watch the pitchers, more importantly, of the Yankees, figure it out. I know you want to write the trophy and put it in Houston already, guys, but I'd be slowing down here the way this team hits, you know, 76-39 now, 10.5 game lead, the first time since September of 2009 they've been this far ahead. Everything they do at this point, from a batting standpoint especially, and again, no Sanchez, right? No Gleyber Torres, no Luke Voit. No, holy my, I don't know what to say. It's impressive watching them. It's also impressive betting the overs with them, Dane.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when are they going to inch them up and kind of bake that into the lines? It's a very good question. But let me tell you something, Joe. The guys who hit home runs for the Yankees last night, Gio Urshela hit two. Okay. He's now up to 16 on the season, and he's hit in like 323. And Mikey Talkman, okay, hit his 11th of the year. He's hitting 297. Okay. Like, honestly, here's what I think about this. Remember what I was clamoring for the last 3 months? What these guys have done, they've been able to discover Urshela, you know, Voit even on some level, and these guys, you know, going out and getting like a Cameron Maybin, who's been a contributor. What that means to me is that they can find and develop hitting. So I do not understand, Joe, why they didn't go, hey, to every single team in the major leagues, hey, we'll give you Clint Frazier and Miguel Andujar, the like second in the rookie of the year voting last year. What kind of arm can I get back for that? You know, like, I just don't understand, because it's clear they have so much power, so much depth on offense, why they didn't pull the trigger. I still don't understand that, but it's true. They're going to slug their way. The question is, can they hit all these home runs? Can they score 12 runs a game again against Verlander, Cole, and Greinke? That's what it comes down to.
Yep, absolutely. But it's the one thing I know for sure is you've got to be in – you've got to have the confidence, and you got to be in good enough form to beat those guys. And I don't know any team that's going to have more confidence and more belief that they can hit anybody that you throw out there than the Yankees. So it is
maybe
impressive.
Maybe the answer to that question, though. Maybe they have more confidence.
Yes.
You know, because they've done it before.
Well, the problem is they don't have to go up against Cole and Verlander and like the Yankees do.
Which
so
inspires confidence, Joe.
Yes. Well, that it does. Yes, that it does. And maybe they think they can go toe-for-toe scoring just as many runs as the Yankees have. And listen, they wouldn't be far off. They would not be, as far as batting average, home runs, run. They're similar in a lot of aspects. Just the Yankees have the edge in home runs. But don't forget, as hurt, the Astros had their share of injuries this year, too. So it's not like they've been a wealth of health all year. You know, Altuve, Springer, all those guys have spent time on the IL, but nothing compared to what the Yankees are. And I think maybe that's why so many people are enamored right now, because your big guns aren't even there, man. We're not talking about Judge. We're not talking about Stanton. Hell, we ain't even talking about Encarnacion anymore. We're talking about dudes all year. Like, who? What the hell? Who is this? Like, I don't understand. What number is that? Maybe that's the most impressive part about how they have been able to maintain it in the face of adversity. And a lot of other teams, you lose your stars like that. I don't know any other teams that would be, 73 wins into the season having that many injuries.
Yeah, I mean, what they've done, especially from the offensive side, is in fact remarkable. Oof. It's just going to come down to, like, does Tanaka regain form? Does Paxton figure it out? And I keep on pointing, this weekend, Luis Severino and Dylan Betances are scheduled to throw bullpens. That's another shot in the arm. Joe, you know, you just talked about it. What if the starter goes 5 or 6, right? Like, and then what if they get to add Dylan Betances? Like, honestly, they can add Dylan Betances as, like, their 7th inning guy right now.
Right.
And that would be scary. That's the way that they can get their leg up on the Astros, okay?
Yep.
If they literally only have to go 2 times through the lineup, and then after 6 innings, you know, it's the Brittons, the Canelys, Betances, Ottavinos, and then Chapman. That's kind of the ace in the hole for the Yankees, trying to shorten this to a 6-inning game. And they have the horses to do that, and some of the cavalry is coming back, we think, later this month.
Yes, and listen, the Yankees, 10.5 game lead, firmly in control of the American League East. As you head over to the National League, things are a lot more convoluted, especially when you've got the Miami Marlins waxing the Atlanta Braves yesterday. Dallas Keuchel on the mound gets absolutely hammered. And I know a lot of people were, they included the Braves at a minus 200 price in a lot of their parlays, and that got blown up as they got smoked 9-2 last night. But listen, they keep losing games like that, and I know everyone was talking about how, oh, the Mets, you know, it's only the Marlins. Well, the Mets pitchers didn't give up 9 runs to the Marlins. I can tell you that. And your boy Dallas Keuchel there, Atlanta, he got lit up, as did the bullpen. But the Mets, again, starts right now tonight. You have everybody you need to face right in front of you at home. And here it is, Strasburg, Stroman tonight. The Mets find themselves plus 110, man, in this game. They are home dogs tonight against Strasburg and the Nationals. Now, Strasburg, you may recall, just about 5 days ago, got lit up by the Arizona Diamondbacks, got crushed. Worst start of the year for Strasburg last time. Does he bounce back on the road again? Does he bounce back against the Mets? Stroman was, he won last, his first time out against Pittsburgh. Wasn't great, yeah, but he won. Well, now we're going to see some playoff baseball-like atmosphere, I think, tonight at Citi Field, man. Nationals, Mets, and Mets at plus money for the first time in a long time here.
Yeah, I think you just said something that I'm going to reiterate that I never thought I would say in the middle of August.
Mm.
Citi Field is going to be jumping tonight, Joe.
Right.
It really is. It really is. I am like, I'm a Yankees fan, all right? But I am very interested to see what Citi Field is like tonight when these Mets come on in almost like as conquering heroes. Every Met fan that's going around. Remember, Joe, remember the movie Major League? Right,
where
it was like all the guys, they'd be like, these guys suck again. These guys suck, like the groundskeeper and the guys at the bar or whatever. Then like in the middle of the movie, like, these guys might be pretty good. Like, that's what's starting to happen here with Mets fans. They are starting to believe. I am very intrigued about what that building is going to be like tonight. I think it's going to be rocking, and I think the Mets have an opportunity here. I mean, they're in a flat-footed tie with St. Louis, with Milwaukee. They are, as we wake up this morning, Joe, half a game out of the playoffs. And I didn't think they'd even get it this close. I really didn't. I thought, right, much like, honestly, Joe, much like the Giants, who, as we've seen, made that little run and have sort of regressed a little bit to the lower part of this pack, I thought the Mets were going to pop their head up and then kind of regress. And then next week, you know, Milwaukee would pop their head up, then St. Louis, right, would. But, I'm starting to believe, Joe. I'm starting to believe. And if they go, if they take, you know, if they sweep Washington this weekend, or even if they go 2 out of 3 and look good doing it, and Citi Field is jumping, they may be cooking with some gas here, though.
Well, it's, you know, listen, it starts now for the Mets. You've gotten yourself here. Like, sure, to me, the hard part was getting to this point, recuperating from the slow start to the season, putting yourself in a position now where you're in the conversation come August. Now what do? You went out and made moves. You added to the rotation.
Stroman.
Now what do? You got one of the best pitchers in National League and all of one of the best guys all year, Strasburg. What are you going to do? Now what are you going to do? You got your guy against their guy, mano a mano, at home, by the way. Let's see what you do, Mets. That's what it's going to be about. Now, you mentioned it. Nationals, Mets, Cardinals, Diamondbacks, Brewers, and Giants, and all of these teams. Philadelphia is playing the Giants game 2 again tonight. This is huge also. Game 2, Smiley going up against Beattie. Giants are again getting plus money at home. The Pirates taking on the Cardinals. Cardinals in a 5-game losing streak right now. They finally go home. Diamondbacks are taking on Walker Buehler and the Dodgers tonight.
That's
Mets,
so easy,
National.
Simon.
Like, you know, like, here we go again. Like, every one of these. And who the hell is Milwaukee playing? I don't even see who's Milwaukee got. Milwaukee's got Texas Rangers. So they got a little interleague going on. Like, here we go again. Like, every one of these series this weekend, beginning tonight, every one of them means something. And they're going to start meaning more and more, Dane, as we continue to move along through the month of August. It's an exciting time for Major League Baseball fans and for these teams.
It's almost like the conference tournaments before March Madness, Joe.
Right. Yes.
You know?
Yes. You're right.
They're like playing each other to get to the big stage, and you know they're going to beat each other up, and it's like who actually rises to the top and emerges from this little group. But it is, it's amazing. And I can't believe the Mets have put themselves in this position. Kudos to them. But now you got to finish the job.
That's right. Darvish, Bauer, Tehran. There's a whole lot of great matchups here tonight in Major League Baseball, too. We'll run through them. We'll highlight a few of them. We'll do it as we make it rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of my bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
NFL preseason week one last night. It was the dogs barking, guys. 6-5 straight up and against the number there. 6-5 against the number. We had upsets by the Giants getting 2.5 over the Jets. Buffalo, which we told you here, +1.5 over Indy. New England was, you know, you gave New England 2.5 right. points on the road in Detroit. Detroit couldn't get 100 yards of offense there. That was a beatdown. Also, Tennessee, new offensive coordinator, new system in there, throwing the ball all over the yard last night. Tennessee beat Philadelphia, who, in case you didn't hear, lost their backup quarterback, Nate Sudfeld, to a broken wrist. So Carson Wentz, of course, wasn't playing because he's, you know, hurt. But there is no Nick Foles anymore in the Philadelphia right. locker room. So it'll be interesting to see what happens from there. But Philly was getting Tennessee was getting 1.5. They didn't need it. Carolina also was getting 3 against Chicago. They didn't need it. Took care of business. And one of the games we highlighted for you here yesterday, the Make It Rain play, Seattle at home yeah. was getting 2 points. against the Denver Broncos, and Pete Carroll, one of them coaches who don't like to lose during the preseason. Yeah, it showed again last night. Seattle beats Denver. Home teams, actually, were the way to go. 8-3 straight up and against the number, and the overs were the profitable plays last night. 6-4-1. You did have a push with Carolina and Chicago, but the overs were the profitable edge last night. You've got two games tonight getting ready to go. Pittsburgh taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which is going to be interesting. That game's 7:30. 2.5-point favorite Pittsburgh tonight. You also have New Orleans, Minnesota. New Orleans at home, they too are a 2.5-point favorite. The over-unders in these games, a little bit higher than what we've seen yesterday. 37.5 for right around each of these here, Dane, tonight. Obviously, no Drew Brees. We're not going to see Drew Brees tonight. We're not going to see probably Ben Roethlisberger tonight, but we are going to see Jameis Winston. I'm fairly confident we're going to see Jameis with Bruce Arians tonight. So we'll talk about our leans, which way we're looking at those games. Plus, we'll take a look about them. How about them Cowboys? They're tomorrow night. The dysfunction that is the Dallas Cowboys.
I think Zeke will still be in Cabo, though.
Exactly correct. Sipping pina coladas, baby. All right. Final hour coming up next. Make it rain, people.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.